So in this service, we're going to continue our study of 1 Kings chapter 9.
所以在本节聚会中，我们将继续学习《列王记上》第九章。
So chapter 9 takes place after Solomon has completed two major building projects.
所以第九章呢，是记载说所罗门他已经完成了两个建造的工程。
The building of his palace and the building of the temple.
那他完成了建造耶和华的殿和皇宫。
And together these things took 20 years.
Sorry?
Together these things took 20 years.
这些事情花了20年。
So after Solomon dedicates the temple to God, which happened in chapter 8,
那在第八章中, 所罗门向神献殿之后,
So God appears to him again for the second time.
神就第二次向所罗门显现。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 9.
我们来翻列王记上第九章。
1 Kings chapter 9, verse 2 to 3.
列王记上第九章二到三节。
Verse 2, That the Lord appeared to Solomon the second time as he had appeared to him at Gibeon. And the Lord said to him, I've heard your prayer and your supplication that you have made before me. I've consecrated this house which you have built to put my name there forever, and my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually.
列王记上第九章第二到第三节，耶和华就第二次向所罗门显现，如先前在基遍向他显现一样，对他说：“你向我所祈祷、祈祷告祈求的，我都应允了。我已将你所建的这殿分别为圣，使我的名永远在其中，我的眼、我的心也必常在那里。”
So see here that God's purpose in appearing to Solomon was to respond to a prayer request that he had made.
那所以这里神向所罗门显现的原因呢，就是告诉他，他已经应允了所罗门的祷告。So
this was a prayer that Solomon made during the dedication of the temple.
就是所罗门在献殿的时候所做的祷告。If
we turn to chapter 8, verse 28 to 29.
如果我们翻到列王记上的第八章28到29节的话。
Chapter 8, verse 28 to 29.
列王记上第八章28到29节。
Verse 28, Yet regard the prayer of your servant and his supplication, O Lord my God, and listen to the cry and the prayer which your servant is praying before you today, that your eyes may be opened towards this temple night and day, toward the place of which you said, My name shall be there, that you may hear the prayer which your servant makes towards this place.
列王记上第八章28到29节。 唯求耶和华我的神垂顾仆人的祷告祈求，俯听仆人今日在你面前的祈祷呼吁，愿你昼夜看顾这殿，就是你应许立为你名的居所。求你垂听仆人在此，仆人向此处祷告的话。So
in his dedication prayer, Solomon is asking God to accept this temple that they have built for him.
那在所罗门的祷告中，他祈求神悦纳他们为他所建的殿。
But in verse 27, Solomon recognizes a simple fact.
但是在27节，所罗门他也承认一个事实。
Let's read verse 27.
我们也读27节。
But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain you. How much less this temple which I have built?
27节，神果真住在地上吗？看哪，天和天上的天尚且不足你居住的，何况我所建的这殿呢？
So Solomon understands that a physical temple, no matter how wonderful it may be, cannot personally serve as a home, like as a place to contain God.
那所罗门他也知道，如果他建造一个殿，不管这个殿多么的辉煌，他都不可能容纳，都不可能成圣来容纳神。
That it can't possibly serve as God's living space.
就是他不可能成为神所居住的地方。
Because Solomon understands that God is a spirit.
因为所罗门知道神是个灵。
That he is omnipotent and omnipresent.
那他是全能全在的神。
So Solomon does not actually ask for God to dwell in this new temple.
所以所罗门并没有求神来住在这所建的新殿里。
So rather his ask is for God's eyes to be upon the temple night and day.
那他这里是求神昼夜看顾这殿。
So in chapter 9, verse 3, we see that God does indeed accept this request.
那在第九章第三节当中，神就回应了所罗门的祷告。Stating
that his eyes and heart will be there on the temple.
他说我的眼，我的心也必常在那里。And
he says that it will be there perpetually, meaning forever.
那他就可能，他就会永远在那里。
So why, however, did Solomon make such a request?
那为什么所罗门做出这样的祈求呢？
So what is his motive, his reasoning to do so?
那他这样做的动机背后的原因是什么呢？
So you may think that this moment of reallytriumph of celebration, that perhaps Solomon is going to ask for God to bless all his people.
我们可能可以想象到在这胜利又值得庆祝的时候，可能所罗门就祈求神来祝福所有的人民。
And indeed, God had promised in the past that where his name is, that he will visit there and bless his people.
那事实上神也应允过他们，如果他们求告神的名，他就会应允并答应并祝福这些人。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 20.
我们来看出埃及记的第二十章。
Exodus chapter 20 verse 24.
出埃及记二十章的第二十四节。
Chapter 20 verse 24.
二十章的二十四节。
Verse 24, an altar of earth you shall make for me, and you shall sacrifice it on it your burnt offerings and your peace offerings, your sheep and your oxen. In every place where I record my name, I will come to you and I will bless you.
出埃及记二十章二十四节，你要为我筑土坛，在上面以牛羊献为燔祭和平安祭，凡记下我名的地方，我必到那里赐福给你。
But if we turn to 1 Kings chapter 8, you see that Solomon has a different purpose to his request.
但是如果我们回到列王记上第八章，我们就会发现，所罗门所求的还有另外一个意图。
So let's return to 1 Kings chapter 8 and let's read verse 30.
我们来读列王记上的第八章三十节。
Chapter 8, verse 30.
第八章三十节。
Verse 30.And may you hear the supplication of your servant and of your people Israel. When they pray toward this place, hear in heaven your dwelling place, and when you hear, forgive.
三十节，你仆人和你民以色列在向此处祈祷的时候，求你在天上你的居所垂听而赦免。
So Solomon's request of God is actually for him to always be there and willing to hear the prayers of the people.
那所以所罗门向神祈求，就是说让神能够垂听这百姓的祷告。
To hear the prayers of repentance of the Israelites and to forgive them of their sins.
那垂听他们以色列人悔改的祷告，然后来赦免他们的罪。
Let's also read verse 31.
我们也读第三十一节。
Verse 31. When anyone sins against his neighbor and is forced to take an oath and comes and takes an oath before your altar in this temple, verse 32, then hear in heaven and act and judge your servants, condemning the wicked, bringing his way on his head, and justifying the righteous by giving him according to his righteousness.
31节到32节，人若得罪邻舍，有人叫他起誓，他来到这殿，在你的坛前起誓，求你在天上垂听，判断你的仆人，定恶人有罪，照他所行的报应在他头上，定义人有理，照他的意赏赐他。
Sorry, there should be verse 33 to 34.
还读33到34节。
Okay, verse 33. When your people Israel are defeated before an enemy because they have sinned against you, and when they turn back to you and confess your name and pray and make supplication to you in this temple, then hear in heaven and forgive the sin of your people Israel and bring them back to the land which you gave to their fathers.
三十三到三十四节，你的名以色列若得罪你，败在仇敌面前，又归向你，承认你的名，在这殿里祈求祷告，求你在天上垂听，赦免你名以色列的罪，使他们归回你赐给他们列祖之地。
So it is the mercy and grace of God that Solomon most desires, not God's blessings.
所以所罗门最想要得到的是神的怜悯和恩典，而不是祝福。
Perhaps because with his wisdom, he perceived that the people in their weakness would not be able to always remain loyal to God.
可能是因为他有智慧，他可以预见百姓可能会向神犯罪，而不是永远都对神很忠诚。
That one day the punishments that God had warned them of would come to pass.
所以如果有一天神要惩罚他们的话。
Because though God agreed to Solomon's prayer and request,
因为神应允了这个所罗门的祷告
，and that he even states that his eyes and heart will be there perpetually.
那他说，我的眼，我的心必永远在那里。
We see that there is a condition to this.
但是这里有一个条件。
Let's turn to chapter 9, verse 4.
我们来看九章的第四节。
Chapter 9, verse 4.
九章第四节。
Okay, verse 4.Now, if you walk before me as your father David walked, in integrity of heart and in uprightness, to do according to all that I have commanded you, and if you keep my statutes and my judgments.
第四节，你若效法你父大卫，存诚实正直的心行在我面前，遵行我一切所吩咐你的，谨守我的律例典章。
So firstly, it's a request of what they must do.
所以这里有一个要求。
To keep the commandments of God.
就是要谨守神的律例典章。
Let's continue to read verse 6 to 7.
那我们继续读第六节到第七节。
Verse 6. But if you or your sons are all turned from following me, do not keep my commandments and my statutes which I have set before you, but go and serve other gods and worship them. Then I will cut off Israel from the land which I have given them. And this house which I have consecrated for my name, I will cast out of my sight. Israel will be a proverb and a byword among all people.
第六节到第七节。倘若你们和你们的子孙转去不跟从我，不守我指示你们的诫命律例，去侍奉敬拜别神，我就必将以色列人从我所赐给他们的地上剪除，并且我为己民所分别为圣的殿也必舍弃不顾，使以色列人在万民中作笑谈，被讥诮。
So this message, this warning has been repeated many times.
所以这个警告被重复了很多次。
So during the time of Moses, before they even entered Canaan.
所以在摩西的时候，在他们还未进入迦南地之前。
By his, even to Solomon himself when God first appeared to him.
甚至是说对所罗门他自己，在神第一次向他显现的时候。
And also to Moses' successor, Joshua.
那甚至是摩西的继承人约书亚。
So this is a request, really a covenant, between God and the people that if they are to remain in the promised land, that they must keep the commandments of God.
所以这是一个前提条件，就是神和这些百姓的约，就是如果他们想要继续听留在神所应许他们的地上。
That if their hearts do not remain loyal to God and that they break this covenant.
那如果他们的心对神不忠诚的话，他们就打破了这个约。
Then God will cut them off out of this promised land.
那神就会在这个应许之地上剪除他们。
And even this temple which he has put his name on, will be cast away.
那甚至是这个有他名为他为己民所分别为圣的殿也必舍弃不顾。
And we see that later, at the end of the times of the kings, God does allow this to happen.
所以之后在所罗门结束他的统治之后，这件事情就发生了。
That God allows the temple to be both ransacked and destroyed.
那神就让这个圣殿被摧毁，被洗劫。
Because God and His name cannot remain somewhere that is sinful.
因为神的名不可能停留在一个有罪的地方。
Same applies to us today as the spiritual temple of God.
对我们来说，今天我们是神属灵的殿。
So we of course need to keep the commandments of God.
我们必须要遵守神的诫命。
To only worship God.
单单侍奉他。
But this also brings us back to Solomon's request.
但是这也让我们回到了所罗门的请求上。
A request for the mercy and grace of God.
他求神对他有怜悯和恩典。
Because it is only by the mercy and grace of God that we can remain as being His temple.
因为只有神对我们有怜悯和恩典，我们才可以继续做他的殿。
Because when we make a mistake, we need God's eyes to still be on us.
当我们犯错的时候，我们需要神的眼来鉴察我们。
So that He's still there to hear our prayer and to forgive us.
所以他可以在那里垂听我们的祷告，并且赦免我们。
But of course, we cannot abuse His mercy and grace.
但是我们不能滥用他的怜悯和他的恩典。
Lest we also become cut off and cast out of the sight of God.
要不然我们也会从神的眼前被剪除。
Okay, we're going to move on to the third section of this chapter.
那我们来看这一章的第三个部分。
So the third section is from verse 15 to the end.
就是从第十五节直到本章结束。
It adds further details to the great wealth and power of Solomon and his kingdom.
那这里就提到了所罗门他的财富和他的权势。
And it is a topic that is continued further in chapter 10.
那这个主题也在第十章中继续谈到。
If we first start at the end.
如果我们从末尾来看。
So the final few verses detail the continued fruitful relationship between Solomon and King Hiram.
那在末尾就提到最后的最后几节里面就提到了这个所罗门和西兰王之间的关系。
So King Hiram is the king of Tyre, which is to the north of the kingdom of Israel.
那这个西兰王就是推罗的国王。是在以色列国的北边。
Okay, so let's read verse 26 to 28.
我们来读26到28节。
Verse 26.
26节。
King Solomon also built a fleet of ships at Ezion-Geber, which is near Elath on the shore of the Red Sea in the land of Edom. Then Hiram sent his servants with the fleet, seamen who knew the sea, to work with the servants of Solomon. And they went to Ophir and acquired 420 talents of gold from there and brought it to King Solomon.
26到28节，所罗门王在以东地红海边靠近以路的以寻加别制造船只，西兰差遣他的仆人，就是熟悉泛海的船家，与所罗门的仆人一同坐船航海。他们到了俄斐，从那里得了420塔连德金子，运到所罗门王那里。
So the two kings sent sailors and traders out together.
所以这个两个王之间他们有互相交易。
So in particular, they went to this place, this historical place called Ophir.
不好意思，他们差遣他们的航海家还有他们的商人一起，他们去到了一个地方叫做俄斐。
This place was famous for its gold.
这个地方因为金子很出名。
And it mentions here that during this trip, they brought back 420 talents of gold.
那这一次他们就带回了420塔连德金子。
So a talent is approximately 34 kilograms.
那一塔连德就是大约34公斤。
And based on today's price for pure gold, that amount of gold is worth approximately 650 million.
那根据今天我们这个纯金的价格，这个420塔连德银子可能会值6亿5千万英镑。
Yeah, that is in pounds.
是以英镑来计算。
Okay, so, and chapter 10 goes on to explain that how Solomon would continue to receive an even greater amount of gold every year.
那第十章又说到了所罗门王他继续得到更多的每年都得到更多数目的金子。
So Solomon was materially very rich.
所以所罗门在物质上非常富有。
With that wealth continuing to increase during his reign.
而且这个财富是在他的统治期间不断增加。
So verse 15 to 19 mentions the great building projects that he had undertaken and completed.
那15到19节就谈到了他所建的其他的建筑。
So these are in addition to the already great projects in building his own palace and the temple.
那这是不包括他自己的宫殿和为神所建造的宫殿。
Let's first read verse 15.
那我们先来读15节。
Verse 15. And this is the reason for the labor force which King Solomon raised to build the house of the Lord, his own house, the Millo, the wall of Jerusalem, Hazor, Megiddo, and Gezer.
十五节，所罗门王挑取服苦的人，是为建造耶和华的殿、自己的宫、米罗、耶路撒冷的城墙、夏所、米基多及基色。
Let's also read verse 19.
我们一起读第十九节。
So all the stored cities that Solomon had, cities for his chariots and cities for his cavalry, or whatever Solomon desired to build in Jerusalem, in Lebanon, and in all the land of his dominion.
十九节。又建造所有的积货城，并屯车和马兵的城，与耶路撒冷、黎巴嫩以及自己治理的全国中所愿建造的。
So we see that he built up the walls of Jerusalem.
所以我们看到他建造了所罗门建造了耶路撒冷的城墙。
Likely repairing damage during his father David's reign.
那就是原先可能因为他在他父亲大卫治理国家的时候被摧毁的。
And possibly extending the perimeter of the wall.
可能就是延续之前的城墙继续建。
We see he also built up key strategic cities such as Megiddo.
那他也建造了一些城市，比如说这个米基多。
He built up an army, a mighty army with many horses and chariots.
他又建造了很多车和马兵。
He built up many storage cities.
他建造了很多囤货的积货城。
All of this was enabled firstly, of course, by his great wealth.
那这当然是说他有足够的财富才可以建造这些东西。
So another important factor is the peace that God had given to Israel.
那另一个事实就是神带给以色列人的这种平安。
Let's turn to chapter 4.
我们来看第四章。
So 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 24 to 25.
列王记上第四章二十四到二十五节。
First Kings chapter 4, verse 24 to 25.
列王记上四章二十四到二十五节。
Verse 24. For he had dominion over all the region on this side of the river, from Tifsha to even to Gaza, namely over all the kings on this side of the river, and he peace on every side all around him. And Judah and Israel dwelt safely.Each man under his vine and his fig tree, from Dan as far as Beersheba, all the days of Solomon.
列王记上四章二十四到二十五节，所罗门管理大河西边的诸王，以及从提弗撒直到加撒的全地，四境境都平安。所罗门在世的日子，从但到别示巴的犹大人和以色列人，都在自己的葡萄树下和无花果树下安然居住。
So Solomon was not troubled with the external and internal wars that his father David had been.
所以所罗门不像他的大卫他的父亲大卫那样面临着内战和外战。
So in that peace, he was freely able to build up his kingdom.
所以他在这样的平安里可以建造他的国度。
So as well as being wealthy, this was another one of the blessings that God had bestowed upon him.
那除了有很多财富，这是神所赐给他的另一个事情，另一个祝福就是平安。
Let's return to chapter 9 and let's read verse 1.
那我们回到第九章读第一节。
Chapter 9, verse 1.
第九章第一节。
Verse 1, and it came to pass, when Solomon had finished building the house of the Lord, and the king's house, and all Solomon's desires which he wanted to do.
九章第一节，所罗门建造耶和华殿和王宫，并一切所愿意建造的都完毕了。
So verse 1 aptly sums up the situation that Solomon was in.
那第一节就大概的概括了所罗门当时的情况。
That through all these great blessings from God,
那他从神那里得到了这样大的祝福。
That Solomon was able to fulfill any desires he wanted.
那他完成了一切他所愿意建造的。
But was this a good thing?
但是这是一件好事吗？
So especially in our current circumstances where the cost of living is under pressure.
那特别是对我们现在的处境来说，这个生活成本变高。
So this probably feels like it would be like perfect, an amazing situation to be in.
那这对我们来说听起来可能非常好。
But with no hardship and with everything we want.
但是没有经历过困难，我们得到了一切想要的。
Then where is the need to rely on God?
那我们就没有依靠神的这种需要。
So David faced many difficulties throughout his life.
那大卫在他的生命中遇到过很多困难。
But in turn, he built up a lifelong faith to place his trust in God as a savior.
那他在他的生活中建立了一种信心，就是说他懂得在一生中都依靠神作为他的救主。
And before the Israelites even entered into Canaan, God had already laid out warnings to the future kings of Israel.
那在以色列人进入迦南地之前，神就已经警告过他们，给他们之后的国王。
Warning them of things that they should not do.
警告他们，他们不应该做的事。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 17.
那我们来看《生命记》的十七章。
So、Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 16 to 17.
生命记的十七章十六到十七节。
Deuteronomy chapter 17, verse 16 to 17.
生命记十七章十六到十七节。
Verse 16. But he should not multiply horses for himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt to multiply horses. For the Lord has said to you, you shall not return that way again. Neither shall he multiply wives for himself, lest his heart turn away, nor shall he greatly multiply silver and gold for himself.
申命记十七章十六到十七节，只是王不可为自己加添马匹，也不可使百姓回埃及去，为要加添他的马匹。因耶和华曾吩咐你们说，不可再回那条路去，他也不可为自己多立妃嫔，恐怕他的心偏斜，也不可为自己多积金银。
So we see how Solomon did not keep any of these.
那我们看到了所罗门没有遵照这些中的任何一条。
He had a vast number of horses and chariots.
他有很多的马匹和车辆。
He may not have returned to Egypt, but he married the daughter of Pharaoh.
他可能是没有回到埃及去，但是他娶了法老的女儿。
He accumulated a great amount of physical wealth.
他为自己积累了非常大的财富。
And as many of us will already know, Solomon's heart did not remain loyal to God in the end.
那我们已经知道了是所罗门他的心到最后并没有说完全对神忠诚。
So ignoring about Solomon's many wives, which has not yet been described in chapter 9.
那我们不看这个所罗门他有这么多妃嫔，因为他还没有在第九章中还没有记载到。
If we look ahead to chapter 12, we see that Solomon's extravagance would go on to cause future problems.
那我们就在十二章里，我们会看到这个所罗门他拥有很多东西，也会造成一些麻烦，在之后造成一些麻烦。
Chapter 12 takes place at the start of his son's Rehoboam, reign as king.
那十二章就提到了说，在他的儿子罗伯安开始治理国家的时候。
And at the start of this chapter, the people come to Rehoboam to make a request.
那以色列人就来到这个罗伯安面前来做一个请求。
Let's read chapter 12, verse 4.
我们来读十二章的第四节。
First Kings chapter 12, verse 4.
十二章的第四节。
Verse 4, your father made our yoke heavy. Now therefore, lighten the burdensome service of your father on his heavy yoke which you put on us, and we will serve you.
列王记上十二章第四节，你父亲使我们负重轭做苦工，现在求你使我们做的苦工负的重轭轻松些，我们就侍奉你。
So the heavy yoke and burdensome service that is mentioned here is the taxes that have been imposed on the people.
那这里说到了重轭和苦工，就是指加在人民身上的税很高。
We know that this is not some kind of physical burden, because in chapter 9 it tells us that Solomon's labor force was taken from the remaining of the Gentile nations.
因为这里说到的不是说体力上的苦工，因为我们知道所罗门他当时所用的劳力都是那些迦南人所遗剩的民。
That his labor force was not made up of Israelites.
他的那些做苦力的人不是以色列人。
So even though as a nation they had grown very rich,
所以尽管一个国家变得很有钱。
So at some point Solomon had started to tax the people very heavily.
但是所罗门还是向百姓克扣重税。
So this was likely to support and continue his own extravagant lifestyle.
那这是为了来支持他奢华的生活。
So it seems like he has changed from when God had first appeared to him.
那看来他已经离上一次神第一次向他显现的时候有所改变。
As when he saw himself as a humble servant ruling over God's people.
那之前他视自己为一个神眼前谦卑的仆人来管理神的百姓。
That instead by the end he was now placing additional greater burdens on the people to support himself.
那但现在他就对这个人民克扣重税来支撑自己的奢华的生活。
There's of course a reason why God does not want the kings of Israel pursuing after wealth.
所以这就是有一个原因，神为什么不想要让以色列王来追求财富。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
我们来看提摩太前书六章八到十节。
1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 8 to 10.
提摩太前书六章八到十节。
Chapter 6, verse 8 to 10.
六章八到十节。
Sorry, that should be verse 9 to 10.
第九到第十节。
Verse 9.
第九节。
But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts which draw men in destruction and perdition. For love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows.
第九节到第十节。但那些想要发财的人就陷在迷惑落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中贪财是万恶之根有人贪恋钱财就被引诱离了真道用许多愁苦把自己刺透了
So Paul describes here that desiring money can be a temptation
那这里保罗说到贪财可能会引对我们来说是一种诱惑
Leading us into what Paul calls a snare, meaning a trap.
那可能会让我们落在网罗里。
So a trap where we continue to pursue after more and more riches.
那就是想要让我们好像去追求更多更多的钱。
But riches can in turn lead us into other harmful lusts.
也会让我们陷在无知有害的私欲里。
Which can cause us then to fall into sin.
让我们沉沦在罪中。
So hence in verse 10, it states that the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil.
那第十节就说了贪财是万恶之根。
So through having money or the pursuit of money, we can end up doing evil.
那为了追求钱财，我们就可能会做很多恶事。
Let's also read verse 17 to 19.
那我们也读第十七节到十九节。
Verse 17 to 19.
十七节到十九节。
17.Command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Let them do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life.
提摩太前书六章十七节到十九节，你要嘱咐那些今世富足的人，不要自高，也不要依靠无定的钱财，只要依靠那后赐百物给我们享受的神，又要嘱咐他们行善，在好事上富足，甘心施舍，乐意供给人，为自己积成美好的根基，预备将来，叫他们持定那真正的生命。
So second concern over wealth is that we can be caught up in a deception that having more money means that we will have less or no problems.
那关于财富的第二点就是我们可能会被一种想法困住，就是说有更多的钱就意味着我们会有更少烦恼。
Because many problems in this world can be solved by money. This is true.
因为在这世界上有很多的问题是可以被钱所解决的，那这是真的。
But not all problems can be solved by money.
但是说不是所有的事情都可以用钱来解决。
And as Paul warns us here, we can end up trusting in money over trusting in God.
那保罗在这里就提醒就警告我们，我们可能会相信钱多于相信神。
If we are blessed with riches, then we are told here that instead we should seek to do good with it.
那如果我们蒙神祝福是有钱人，那我们在这里被教导说我们要用这些钱去行善。
To use it to share and help others.
那用甘心来施舍给其他人。
So that instead we can gain eternal life.
那这样我们就可以得到永生。
Perhaps our goal in working hard in pursuit of more money is actually to provide a better circumstances for our children.
Sorry.
So perhaps our goal in working hard in pursuit of more money is to provide better circumstances for our children.
那有可能我们为金钱奋斗是为了想要给我们的子女提供更好的条件。
This may seem a very reasonable reason to want to earn more money.
那这可能听起来是一个合理的原因。
So that when they grow up, that they can have a better life.
那当他们长大的时候，他们就有更好一点的生活。
So we are just being good parents.
那我们就是一个好的父母。
Thinking and planning for the future, as indeed we should.
那我们要思考和计划未来是应该做的事。
But this way of thinking and way of living our lives can go on to influence and impact our children.
但是这种生活的方式会影响我们的孩子。
So we want our children to study hard so that they will do well in exams.
那我们想要让孩子努力学习，让他们可以在考试中取得好成绩。
So we use our hard-earned money to enroll them into extracurricular activities or into further tuition.
那我们可能会让他们去参加一些课外班课外活动。
with the aim that these things will help them develop further and help them to stand out.
哦，那这些这些活动就可能会让他们变得更优秀、更杰出。
So that then further ahead that they can get into better schools, into the best universities.
那他们这样子就可以进入更好的学校，去更好的大学。
And then even further ahead, so that after they graduate, that they can then get good jobs, that they can earn good money.
那在他们毕业之后，他们可能就会得到一份好的工作，拥有体面的工资。
Because again, if you earn enough money, then surely you should have less problems in your life.
那因为你赚更多的钱，你就有在生活中好像就有更少的烦恼。
But when they become our age, when they in turn become parents, then what do they do then?
那当他们到了我们这个年纪，他们也会跟我们做的一样吗？
So do they learn from our example and from our mindset and just copy us?
那他们可能跟我们一样，只是学习我们为他们所做的。
Working harder, working longer hours.
那他们可能更努力的工作更长的时间。
And the pursuit of getting that bonus or to get that promotion.
那他们可能想要努力的挣得工作上的奖金，想要升职。
So that they in turn can provide a good situation for their own children.
那他们可能就可以为他们的孩子提供更好的条件。
Thereby repeating the cycle.
那我们就开始了这个循环。
So it's not that any of these things in themselves are wrong.
那这些事情他们本身是没有错的。
But we can become caught up in the deception of wealth.
但是我们会被这个世界所欺骗。
Forgetting what is actually the most important.
因为它会让我们忘记什么才是最重要的。
I saw something once, I can't remember where, but it has a message which I think applies well to us as Christian parents.
我曾经在一个地方看到这样的信息，我觉得对我们所有的基督徒父母来说是非常有帮助的。
That we may be in a situation where we are working so hard, missing family time.
我们有可能工作得很努力，然后我们就失去了很多陪伴家庭的时间。
But that we have this goal of providing a better life and a different future for our children.
那我们有这个目标，就是想要为我们的孩子预备更好的未来。
But would we want our children to live the life that to grow up and live the life that we are living now?
但是我们想要让我们的小孩过着长大之后过着跟我们现在一样的生活吗？
If we wouldn't want them to live our life, then why do we ourselves do so?
那我们不想让他们重复我们所过的生活，那我们为什么自己要选择这样的生活？
Why do we set such an example to them?
我们为什么要给他们树立这样一个榜样？
When what is really more valuable to them is to give them our time to bond with them.
那对他们来说更珍贵的可能是给他们时间来陪伴。
To give them our time to teach them the word of God.
给他们时间来给他们我们的时间来教导他们学习神的话。
To be there to set an example for them so that they can learn good Christian values.
那就是我们要以身作则，让他们来学习我们基督徒应该拥有的价值观。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 2.
我们来看传道书第二章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2.
传道书第二章。
Okay, so in chapter 2, verse 4-8, firstly describes the great wealth and possessions that Solomon had accumulated.
那第二章的四到八节，在最前面的地方提到了所罗门为自己动的大工程。
So his wealth was not just in terms of the amount of money, the amount of gold and silver.
那他的财富不单单仅限于他所拥有的金和银的数量。
But also in the breadth of what he possessed.
Sorry?
The breadth, as in...
也是他所拥有的其他的东西。
Let's continue. So let's read verse 9 to 10.
我们来读第九到第十节。
Verse 9, so I became great and excelled more than all who were before me in Jerusalem. Also my wisdom remained with me. Verse 10, whatever my eyes desired, I did not keep from them. I did not withhold my heart from any pleasure, for my heart rejoiced in all my labor, and this was my reward from all my labor.
第九节到第十节，这样我就日渐昌盛，胜过以前在耶路撒冷的众人。我的智慧仍 仍然存留，凡我眼所求的，我没有留下不给他的，我心所乐的，我没有禁止不享受的，因我的心为我一切所劳碌的快乐，这就是我从劳碌中所得的份。
So these two verses reiterates what we read in chapter 9 verse 1.
所以这两节已经跟我们在列王记上第九章里所读的一样。
That Solomon was really able to do whatever his heart wanted.
那就是他可以做他心任何所想要做的。
That there was no limitation from his circumstances.
那没有任何禁止。
Because he was wealthy and was given peace.
因为他非常有钱又有平安。
And here we say that he did not place any limitations on himself.
那他这里说他没有禁止不享受的。
As in verse 10 he says, I did not withhold my heart from any pleasure.
因为他说我心所乐的，我没有禁止不享受的。
So let's continue to read verse 11.
那我们继续来读十一节。
Verse 11. Then I looked on all the works that my hands had done, and on the labor in which I had toiled, and indeed all was vanity, and grasping for the wind. There was no profit under the sun.
传道书二章十一节。后来我查看我手所经营的一切事和我劳碌所成的功，谁知都是虚空，都是捕风，在日光之下毫无益处。
So after all he had achieved and gained, we see that Solomon's conclusion was that all of this was just vanity.
那在最后他有这样的成就，他所得到了这么多东西，但他说这一切都是虚空。
That like grasping for the wind, that it's not as something thatcannot really be held onto for any amount of time.
他这里说都是捕风，就是不能时间过去剩不下的。
So if we continue to read verse 12 and 13.
我们来继续读十二到第十三节。
Verse 12. Then I turned myself to consider wisdom and my let's turn to chapter 3, verse 12 to 13.
我们来看。传道书第三章十二到第十三节。
Okay, chapter 3, verse 12 to 13.
第三章十二到十三节。
Verse 12. I know that nothing is better for them than to rejoice and to do good in their lives, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labors. It is the gift of God.
传道书第三章十二到十三节。我知道世人莫强如终身喜乐行善，并且人人吃喝，在他一切劳碌中享福，这也是神的恩赐。
So we see that Solomon, after considering all this, that his conclusion was that we should do good in our lives.
那在所罗门完成这一切的事情之后，他的结论就是说，这一切都不强，都莫强如终身喜乐行善。
And that we should just rejoice and enjoy what we are given in our life.
那我们应该享受我们神所赐给我们的。
Rather than to seek more and more.
而不是说去追求更多更多。
Because these things we gain and receive already the gift of God.
因为如果我们可以从劳碌中得享人人可以吃喝，在一切劳碌中享福，这也是神的一种恩赐。
So we should learn to be content.
所以我们应该要学习来怎样满足。
But Solomon, even with his God-given wisdom,
神赐给了所罗门这样的智慧。
So even then, he did not have a full understanding of the salvation plan of God.
那尽管他有这样的智慧，但他没有明白神拯救的计划。
So his conclusion is still largely based on our life in this world.
所以他的这个结论只是按照我们从世界的角度来看。
But today we have been told and given understanding of the salvation plan.
但今天我们明白神救恩的计划。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
我们来看马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 20.
马太福音第六章二十节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 20.
第六章二十节。
Verse 20. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal.
马太福音六章二十节，只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能朽坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。
So today we have a deeper understanding of what the purpose and goal of our life should be.
所以今天我们要有更深刻的理解，就是我们的生活的目标应该是什么。
So to do good and to lay up our treasures in heaven rather than on earth.
就是要行善来积攒我们的财宝在天，而不是在积攒财宝在地上。
So in Ecclesiastes, chapter 2, verse 11, Solomon wrote that there is no profit under the sun.
因为在传道书第二章里面已经是第二章十一节里面，所罗门也写到了这一切在日光之下都是无益。
But instead, it is the treasure and profit that we lay up in heaven that will last forever.
那只有我们积攒在天上的财宝才是永远的财宝。
And that will belong to us forever.
那也是永远属于我们的。
And that's also what we should be teaching our children.
那这也是我们应当教导我们的孩子的。
And living a life where this example that we set to them.
要过着我们给他们我们要以身作则，给他们树立一个榜样，过着我们该过的生活。
So my sharing on chapter 9 ends here.
所以我对第九章的分享到此。
May all glory be unto God.
愿所有的荣耀归于神的名。
Let's rise up to sing hymn.